Sherlock Holmes and I returned late one evening to our Baker Street rooms, after spending some time in the realms of Wagner. My friend was still singing Siegfried's Horn Call, even as we let ourselves in through the door of 221B. His recital was interrupted somewhat abruptly by the appearance of Mrs. Hudson at the foot of the stairs. She was dressed in a long grey dressing gown, and appeared to be quite perturbed.
"You have a visitor, Mr. Holmes. He refuses to leave until he sees you. He is most insistent."
"Is he? Then we had better oblige the gentleman. You get yourself off to bed. Friend Watson and I will deal with the matter." She gave an understanding nod, threw a brief smile in my direction, and disappeared behind her door. The visitor was a short, burly figure of some 60 years. He possessed a high, bald forehead, a shiny face, and fierce blue eyes. He almost ran towards us as we entered our sitting room.
"At last, Mr. Holmes!"
Holmes gave a gentle bow of the head in greeting, as he flung off his coat and scarf.
Had his lordship taken the courtesy to arrange an appointment, he would not have had to wait over 2 hours to see me. The cigar butts in my ashtray indicate length of time. "You know me. It is my business to know people. Even in this dim light, it is not difficult to recognize the Queen's Minister for Foreign Affairs, Lord Hector Darlington. Now pray take a seat and tell me about the theft."
Lord Darlington dropped open-mouthed into the wicker chair.
"Good heavens, sir. Who has told you? Ha, 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 ha. A brandy nightcap for us all, eh, Watson? You would not be here alone at this time of night if your errand concerned government business. Therefore..."